Imagine, you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I don't know, man. It just seems like one of those, like...
Hey, nobody in the Rolling Stones singing that line right there. That, ooh, that wasn't a Rolling Stone.
You don't think Mick's still getting the,
No.
I don't even think he does the rooster anymore.
Like and, this?
And the video is weird because they're all young again.
Oh, really?
And it's got a, obviously got a different drummer because old Charlie passed away.
Yeah.
Charlie, sad. What? What?
So he's in the video with the new drummer, too. So this is weird.
Who's the new drummer? Is it like a famous drummer?
I don't think so. I don't know his name, but this is odd to see other people in that band that didn't start with him.
I mean, that's any band when someone passes away.
Yeah, it's hard to get used
Steve Jordan replaced Watts in what? In 2021.
What?
Oh, wow. Gosh. Wow. I mean, I think it's fair to say this. Like, the Rolling Stones drummer's a black guy. Oh. I don't know why that's this is wild.
So what
is, will they include him in, like, the merch now and they show him, like, in the... Or will he be, like, you know how certain bands would replace certain members? But, like, Foo Fighters. Mm-hmm. There was more than just the five of them. They had, like, eight people in that band.
I think of
the ones that they would just feature in the marketing.
Yeah, just kind of rotate them in and out. You know, yeah. Like Pat wasn't always there.
Right.
He'd take Pat a little break here.
Steve Jordan. He was passed. Oh, Charlie Watts selected Jordan as his replacement prior to his death.
That's nice.
But what if Mick and Keith says, we don't like him?
I don't want him in the band. What if... You know, they put an album, they put the Hagney Diamonds album out a couple of years ago.
I've never even heard of that. Hagney Diamonds?
Hagney Diamonds. I remember when they put it out.
Wow.
I don't know any songs off
of it. I don't remember anything past Steel Wheels.
But they just put this one out. Like, Bridges to Babylon was the last one I thought they put out in the late 90s.
Well, good for them.
Well, I don't think it is.
Why? Just getting out there and living your life, making your music till you die?
But no, but when you, if you went and saw the Rolling Stones, I mean, the drummer, like, no offense to drummers out there. But, like, I, you know, no one's going to see the drummer, except for, like, Tommy Lee. I know when I saw Crew a couple times, I wanted to see him go upside down, do all that.
Yeah, say the name of the town wrong, like he always does.
Greensburg.
I saw the Rolling Stones in San Francisco.
See, like, you probably saw him prime. Like, now I just feel like it wouldn't be.
Yeah, but if you go, you don't want to hear them do this song. You want to hear, you know, Satisfaction. You want to hear... Sympathy for the Devil, which is, that's my favorite song by them.
At Candlestick Park.
Dude, I looked up, because
I don't care if you saw him at Matchstick Park.
It was something, you know, that...
I'm messing with you.
That it was a good memory, and they put on the best show I've ever seen, you know, like...
But in their prime, though, this is 90s?
I'm sure they still do it.
Oh yeah, but like not. I don't know. I'm with Fatboy. I wouldn't want. If I did go see him, I wouldn't want to hear any new stuff. And they typically not will start with a new song.
Well, I was looking. So Kenny Chesney's at the Spear, because that's how everybody else says it in Spear. Vegas. I was looking up his set list, and it sucks. Like, if you got that set list, paying that money to see him, you should be royally pissed.
He does a lot
pissed.
Of covers now, right?
Well, he does a lot of covers, and he'll have some feature people. But a lot of his, like, I don't think he realizes what songs of his are good. Because he plays, like, he don't play a lot of his hits. And I'm like, at that point, people shelling out that much money?
I was going to say, yeah, like, maybe you don't like doing them over and over again, but damn it, that's why the people came.
Kind of mix up the sets. You got people singing.
Yeah.
It's like you want to ask them, like, why do you hate this song? Why don't you play this song?
Well, you've heard me say, like, I want a new FOF line theme because I'm tired of the same one. And people are like, no, that's my Friday anthem.
When we saw Smashing Pumpkins, it was a lot of new stuff.
Yeah, I don't remember much about that. I remember it was fun. I remember it was a good time.
See?
I remember it was fun.
Some of these bands like, we're going to do the new stuff. Like, this ain't testing it out, man. It's not like a comedian where you got to test out your new hour. I got to work out my hour.
Jim Jefferies did
that. Don't take it on the road until you get it worked out.
How about that?
Bring some friends over to your house. Friends that aren't going to echo chamber you, that are going to be honest and really laugh if they like it. And then use that as the litmus test. Don't charge people to... I mean, that's like, well, God, you know, nowadays they probably do charge like a VIP thing to go watch NBA team shoot around before the game. It's like a VIP experience.
Honestly, yeah, it's like an extra package. Yeah. So Steph Curry, they try to open doors earlier so people can watch him work out.
Some kind
like,
of fanatics thing.
He's like, I don't want to, like, you know, I don't want to have it too early where everybody's coming in.
I don't know how the thing, Fat Boy, I thought it was a joke. You sent a text about the price of hamburger meat. I thought you were like literally joking until I went and looked it up myself. So like,
no, sir.
Ground beef now costs more per pound than federal minimum wage.
And they won't do anything about. Well, they'll tell you we're trying to figure out why it's so high, but nobody will say anything. They won't investigate. Why the hell it costs so much money?
Get ground turkey instead.
Oh, my God. That'd be more. Like, this is basic, like, meat. This is what everybody gets if you need something quick to throw together. Like, we'll get some hamburger meat and make whatever.
You know what's crazy, though, is, like, the cattle especially, it really maybe pigs to a point, but, like, cattle especially, it's like a stock market. Like, what costs $40 today might cost $75 on Friday. Like, it's literally, like, you ever go to a bougie restaurant, and you see a certain, usually, like, crab legs or something, it'll say market price.
Yeah.
Like, do you ever order that without asking what's the market price? Because I do. I'll say, what is today's market price?
But do
price?
They ever know, though?
Oh, let me go. It's $63.19 today.
God.
When's it gonna be $50?
Go ask the Major D. Say, look, how much is this?
Yeah, the
Garcon.
Major D.
Where's the Major D?
I priced it the other day, and I didn't get it because the amount that I like to get, because I know I can do a few things with it. It's like $22.
See, this is at a time when, I mean, at this point, it's conspiracy theory or whatever. But the thing about the alpha gal. Disease that's like on major rise, and that's the disease where we talked about it. I looked up what it was actually called instead of just saying, hey, what's that disease where you get sick when you eat meat? It's alpha gal, and it's like on the rise. It's because of the ticks.
Oh, because of the screw worm?
What I was reading, it was from ticks. A tick.
Oh, yeah, that's something going around.
Yeah, and see, at the same time when allegedly all these ticks are being dropped onto farms and stuff, I'm not joking. Like, you'd look it up. It could be TikTok bullcrap, but, like, people have videos of helicopters dropping these boxes off on their farmland, and they go out there and look, and they kick the box. It's gray. It looks like something you'd catch mice in, like a big old trap like that. And they kick it, and all just full of ticks coming out.
Wow.
And I don't know if it's the same kind of tick.
So are they environmental spies that are ruining the ecology, or what is it?
Well, you got to look at Bill Gates. I don't want to guess at the number.
He went to the island.
It was over $100 million where he's invested in lab-created protein.
Where is the miss? Because you have the farm animals, the cow, whatever.
You talking about Mike Mazarian?
Well, they take him to the freaking processor.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I know ground beef is one of the most handled meats. You know, it's extra bacteria or whatever. Mm-hmm. But whatever a tick would have, are you not cooking it out of the meat when you prepare it?
I mean, one would think.
Well, maybe they're bit by it and that's exposed the blood to be tainted.
Like I thought, well, yeah, this is not from in the meat. This is coming from, like, if the tick bit you,
yeah,
you would then get violently ill when you had even dairy, they're saying, because it comes from a cow. So, you know, again, conspiracy theory.
That's where Lyme disease started.
What if this is all just to say, oh, God, we don't have cattle anymore. What are we going to eat? And there's Mr. Gates. Yeah. Come over and have some lab created. It's like come what on. The enemies of the De Beers family did with diamonds. We lab create them now. Ha ha.
Try to save lives, they say, right?
Yeah, right.
Over the blood diamonds.
Well, the De Beers hold them all anyway. They ain't as rare as
they're going to move to Indiana, I read.
So basic.
They don't even have a alcoholic drink.
The alpha-gal.
Beers beer.
Molecule is a sugar molecule, and it triggers an allergic condition in your body.
You already, like, you know, blew my mind.
I know. You said sugar, and I was just like,
a molecule, like, God dang it, I'm in chemistry again.
But I love chemistry. You know that. I want to know what it is that goes in your body. Why does it make you sick?
I told you can buy it at Adam and Eve. And what I'm making you sick.
She wants yours, though. The one what you were saying body. About Lars earlier.
Are you doing anything on those Benoit bones?
Speaking of drummers, Fat Boy thinks
let me
that
dissect
sometimes
you, Fat Boy.
Band members will do things to the drummer's drumsticks.
You know they do.
And then maybe tell them halfway through the concert, like,
yeah.
How's those drumsticks doing back there, Lars?
Little joke on you, Lars.
Look at the big screen, Lars, and they flash a picture of James.
He's got doo-doo wearing, sticks.
Wow. There you go, sure. Doo-doo sticks. You're awful.
It's your jellos, you know.
Well, I'm trying to think what would kill you faster.
Not the end, though, the part that he's, like, drumming with.
Yeah, the hand.
The handle.
The handle.
Yeah.
He looks at his hands.
I was like, oh, this is not funny, James.
It's not funny. Would you come up with that when you're having some whiskey before the show, James?
Because, you know, that's what I thought happened when he stormed off of the some kind of monster. Because they didn't like each other.
Yeah. Well, the documentary.
Yeah.
Like, Lars does talk like a valley girl.
Hey, James.
Come on, man.
Maybe I took your pics and put them in my underwear, James.
That's totally not cool, James. What are you laughing at, Robert DeGilio?
Did you boof my drumsticks? Yeah!
Kurt, you haven't said a word since 87. You okay?
You okay?
I know bruh? That because I interviewed the son of a bitch. I talked more in the interview than he did, but that's typical
but
in
he's
most,
nice.
Right?
God, get you.
Yeah. It's all about you.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Become a P1
at theriseguys.com.
Yeah. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify.
RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and box warning associated with GLP-1s.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I hate this song, but I can't stop singing it too, so. Shabussy, I think his name is.
God, man, you said it wrong all this time, and now I forgot.
Is it Shea Bussy?
Shabuzy. Shaboof me.
Like he kind of sings like he's deaf.
Shaboof me.
That's what it is, Shaboof me.
She boofed me.
That's the actor, Shaboof me. The actor that lost his mind, went nuts.
Shia boofed me.
That's it. Sheila boofed me. She shaboofed me.
Where do you hear this at?
It's a good song.
I heard it on a commercial, and I can't remember which one it was, but sometimes when I would go to my other office in here.
Yeah, the bathroom?
Oh, yeah. It would be playing in there. So it's kind of like
I always love to hear how music finds its way into your life, because typically you don't listen to a lot of music, Fat Boy.
I really don't.
It's interesting.
What do you have? I mean, do you listen to Apple Music or?
Yeah, I got the service, but I don't really like use it a whole lot. If I think of an old song, I'm like, oh, let me cue that one up and listen to it. I only knew that Rolling Stones had a new song because I saw an interview with Keith.
I use. It's probably an old person thing to do. I don't give a crap. I use the hell out of Shazam. I hear a song, I use it. I use that app so much to find out what it is.
Well, the phone uses it now. If you have an iPhone, that's the default. If I say, "Hey, S word, who sings this?" She'll use Shazam.
Oh, is that right?
Okay. Yeah, that bitch.
Oh, so it's all integrated.
Yeah, she don't do nothing.
Wow,
she's kind of stupid if you think about it. At least the A-word on the Echo tries, you know.
I just realized what song this is.
Shea Bussy?
It's not Shea Bussy. It's
Shea Bussy.
It's the tipsy song. Everybody in the bar getting tipsy. Me and your mom's got history.
What's that real, like, macho female country singer that we always...
Winona?
No. She looks like Tig Notaro.
Dang it. Who is it?
I can't remember
real short
name.
Hair.
Yeah, they always use her. She should be he bussy. If he's she bussy. Want to see my she bussy?
God, what's her name? She wins a lot of awards.
I know.
She sounds great, but I can't think of who is
it. I want to say Marley Matlin, but that's the deaf lady. Oh.
That is the deaf lady.
I'm thinking of Megan Maroney, and she's not a lesbian.
No, she was on Will and Grace anyway.
You know, it's Pride Month. There's a reason why we've said lesbian a lot today. It's on our minds. I mean, how can you not?
I respect them.
Like, I think they're sponsoring the vehicle fire right now in Spartanburg County. Pride Month is. I don't know if that'd be true.
God dang it, who is it? I can't think of who it is.
I'm going to Google it in the way, like, I'm just going to Google it how I'm thinking it and just see if they, if
I think
Google.
We got some more Shabussy if I can find it real quick.
Yeah, please do. Singer. Oh.
Okay. So, yeah. Boy, new. Here are the answers for what I Googled. Were you thinking of Brandi Clark?
Nope. No.
Were you thinking of?
No.
K.D. Lang.
Oh, I would have got that one.
Do you know what the K.D. stands for? Don't look it up.
Does that have something to do with a certain island somewhere? Is that what you were thinking of?
Yeah.
She had that song, Condom Craving. Let me see if I can find it.
It's like if Kid Rock named a member of his body.
Oh, wow. Stop.
We talk about a survivor. That Joker That's survives any kind of controversy he brings on himself.
Oh, Kid Rock.
Remember, he's calling people the F word and the R word. And then, like,
oh, yeah. Well, so is Jason Kelsey and his brother getting married. It's the biggest speculation in the world right now.
Good Lord.
Were you thinking of Melissa Etheridge? No.
No, we would have got that one.
Were you thinking of Brandi Clark? No.
Not
Were you
Terry
thinking
either.
Of Brandi Carlile?
That's
yes.
who it was. Heaven is a place on earth.
Brandi Carlile.
That's her.
No, that's Belinda.
Belinda.
God dang it, boy. Wow, wait. Dang, man.
You guys make my head hurt with all the stuff going around. But
I don't photograph that well either, but golly bum. I shouldn't, right?
She's, now is she, does she partake in the Pride Month, if you know what I'm saying?
I mean,
it's a pretty song.
Is she a big ale?
I think. She is.
Okay.
Yeah, she is. Because what I Googled was.
She's probably knocking it out on the road, too.
I Googled lesbian country female singer. But why did I put female in there is the question. I know.
Male lesbian.
I know. Like, show me a male lesbian singer. Oh, Lyle Lovett pops up. No.
That's all of them.
Lyle Lovett.
Are you a lesbian?
Like, yeah.
If there are aliens on Earth, Elon Musk and Lyle Lovett are on the mothership. There ain't no question about it. Freaking Candace, what's her name? Candace Owens.
Oh, yeah. It's a good song.
She's an alien.
That one, boy, if that was the last woman on Earth, you're like,
I never thought in my lifetime we'd literally be like, there really is a contingent of people out there that have YouTube. And I know YouTube channels and stuff, the speculation and all that stuff's just to get the views or whatever, but it's every day these channels will show. Look at the eyes on so-and-so here, the way they flicker. Or, you know, watch the way...
Like, are they real?
Their hands moving like they're an alien. Like, I never thought that would be, like, a real thing, but people... And I don't doubt it either. I don't doubt it.
That's not the way the internet is now. It trains you to question everything.
Yes. I think the Palladians were real. Absolutely.
Oh, man, her wife was good-looking.
I went to a concert at the Palladians in Carowind.
What about the one in town? Keith Sweat was at back in the day.
Oh, man. God. Oh, I went with the church group one time, and it wasn't DC Talk, but it was another like Christian rap group. And I didn't want to go to the concert. Like, I wanted to go ride Thunder Road again or something. And they're,
Harris, we got to go to the show.
No, it wasn't Harris. It was Matthew, because she was the youth leader, too, my mama. She did everything that a woman could do in a church.
Matthew, you got to go to the show.
She did. I mean, she was VBS leader, youth leader.
You're too husky to sit in the seat.
Matthew, you're going to see Going to Heaven. Whatever the group was, I don't know. It was some kind of like white rap group, but I think they had
going to heaven.
One black dude in the group.
Matthew Stephen Curtis Chapman's getting ready to play.
Oh, it wasn't him. It was some.
Look how hot her wife is, man. I'm telling you, she's kind of like up in my book now. Like, that's
hold on,
cool.
I'm gonna roll over there.
Roll over here.
Roll. Like,
that's cool, man. She's knocking
how
it out.
How long has they been
no
married?
No way. That is not.
I'll show you.
You're so. That's like
such a goober.
That's her for real. Thank you.
Oh.
It's like, God. Did you just fall?
Wow. I stepped on my shoelace and fell. My bad. I'm sorry.
I'm glad you didn't knock my drink over.
I'm sorry. Oh, you worried about the drink.
I got a good.
Mark, they put a hole in the wall.
I got a good ratio of ice. Hey, can you guys not walk? He's going to drop a GD one day just to get so mad.
I almost did. That hurt.
How did this hole get in the wall again? Wow.
I know. Wouldn't that be the
God! I just wrapped the studio, guy.
I don't know that we'd penetrate the vinyl wall, though. We'd just probably sink in a little bit. Man, I'm sorry.
Are you okay?
They just locked the trash can over now, too.
I'm just making a mess.
You hit yourself on the counter. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I that'll swell up real good there on the elbow.
It was worth it.
She is pretty. She is pretty.
I said lesbians, and you scooted over here too quick.
Look, I'm right there. He flew.
One's good looking.
Well, I know. Like, do people go up to Brandi Carlile and say, "Hey, you're really hitting out of your league, buddy"?
Oh,
like, did they do that?
You threw your punt too far, or whatever they say.
It's such an awful thing when somebody sees you with, a partner. You know, it could be a man or woman, whatever you prefer. And then somebody says, "Hey, you really playing out, you're kicking out of your end zone," or whatever
you,
they say.
You kicked the punt, or whatever it was.
It's like, well, you're my friend. You're saying I'm ugly, and I couldn't find anybody this attractive. Thank you. That's okay. Nice.
What if it's the opposite? Where, like, you know, you tell the person how ugly their partner is. It's like, well, you really threw a pick on that one, didn't you?
They go over to her and say, well, you're really kicking out of your league right now, ain't you? No, it's never happened. Well, once it could have, but.
Wow. Your boyfriend over there, it looks like somebody kicked him in the face a bunch.
It's a good question about the soccer we were talking about, and I actually mentioned this earlier. Why are all the soccer players wearing pink now? Is it something to do with LB? You left out the T person.
Or
you
the
just
plus.
Put LBGQ Q plus. He doesn't like transsexuals, I guess.
Like, you got to put the T in, man. That's part of this. It's part of the deal.
But it's not. I thought the pink was just for breast cancer awareness, and that's not this month, right?
No,
it's October.
Yeah. Oh, so it's too early for that.
November page is for testicle cancer.
That's where you can't shave the mustache, right?
Right. It's
no shave.
You can't say it though. Those a holes that invented that. Literally, they invented it for. For testicle awareness month, and then when people started, yours truly started making T-shirts saying such, they were sent cease and desist.
Can you wax?
Really?
Oh yeah, remember the ones I did?
Oh yeah.
No shave November.
You just, you know, you're trying to promote the cause to make it more visible.
Yeah.
That's why.
I know. It's
that's why I hate organizations.
It's like, what if
is that why?
What if, you know, we were talking about God earlier. What if God says, "All right, now, y'all been printing out copies of the book that I essentially wrote and inspired, and now you ain't ain't even tithing on it."
Throw any charity into the mix, any of them. It's always about the dollar at the end. Like, hey, don't mess with our money now.
Well, that's why it's.
If that's all good, then we're good.
There's some of them out there that are still good, though. But like,
to they find all do out it for money, that, right?
To find out that, you know, some of them are owned by like hedge funds, and stuff like that. Like that's weird.
Yeah.
Like how's a charity going to be owned essentially? But.
Or if you see, you know, the CEO making a ridiculous salary.
Yeah, like, yeah, okay. In my mind, like...
That's where your donation went. It got skimmed.
To each their own. I don't think Goodwill should have a deal with eBay now. They just signed a deal with eBay. Like, come on. Like, I'm sorry.
Is that where it's going first? Like, whatever gets donated?
Makes you wonder. They just signed a deal where there'll be live streaming, live videos of them pulling stuff out of the bins. I'm telling you. It's like, man.
Is that going to put people back to work?
It's
not
going to make me want to donate there. I like when Hey Baby's estate, you know, stuff that was, you know, left over, nobody wanted. I would.
Hey,
Mom. We would, you know, we'd send it to another place.
Appear in a thought bubble. Why nobody want to buy my dolls, Matthew? My precious moment.
Oh, well, some of those dolls we had to hide because they didn't age well. You know
what I'm saying? The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083. Or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Bastard.
Well, you can tell everybody. Dang. Well, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. Matt Man. Stuck in Ocean Lake slide when you swam. Matt Man. Well, you can tell everybody. Well, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. Matt Man. Shave the beard, he looks like Roseanne. Matt Man.
That hurts, man.
When you wheeled over here to show me your funny little picture,
oh, yeah.
You turned my headphones down.
Yeah?
Well,
how much landed in her lap?
You goob.
I was trying to help you out with your hearing.
All right, you did all right.
Things blasted.
You gonna tell everybody.
I'm sorry.
That was the guy that Darius that would do songs for us before he moved away and quit doing songs for the Rise Guys.
Why'd he leave?
Job.
Money.
That's
happiness.
Job. Money.
All good reasons.
He's like, man, I'm going to be making three times as much. I was like, how much it costs living in New York, though?
He's like, yeah, y'all ain't paying nothing.
I remember one time I was offered a job. I'll tell you, it was freaking... It sounds like I'm making this up now because I'm really trying to remember where it was. Paige, what was the city? This was before even F-Boy joined us.
It was North Carolina.
Raleigh.
Yeah.
BFB.
It was WBBB.
Oh.
And they were offering us, at that point, a nice chunk of change. And I didn't want to go because, like, my whole family's from here and I love this area. I really do, like I do. And
that'd be tough.
And it was like almost a double salary kind of thing. And I looked at the cost of living in Raleigh. Holy Mary Magdalene.
It'll shock you. It's Raleigh a bigger city nice. Than you realize, but it's way up where you don't want to be.
Yeah.
So I was like you're not close to anything.
We'll just stay right here.
I've only been there one time.
Like, you're close to Durham, but you're not close to Charlotte, and you're not close to D.C. or Richmond.
I saw SummerSlam there. I think it was SummerSlam. Yes, that's the one where we met Vince and everybody.
Take the picture!
Yeah, take the picture, Mr. Cameraman.
You would have hated it there. Really would have.
Well, and none of this would have...
They got no business having a hockey team, by the way. That should be in Charlotte. Why are you putting it in Raleigh?
They gave us tobacco.
They won the Stanley Cup, and who cares?
Yeah.
Because you add a side out of mind way up there.
This is very interesting. We were talking the thing earlier about, God being a man and Mother Earth and all this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, one thing that I will say is when the oldest living person dies and that makes news, you know, you ever notice that it usually is a man? Whereas they tell us that women, and generally speaking, I mean, my mom outlived my dad, my grandmother outlived my grandfather on both sides. So...
But, why are the women? Was that by design?
By who?
Look, I don't know.
Like, why women? What's by design?
The women are living longer.
It's
not a procreation thing because at that point you're too
old.
You
would think, especially if you had kids, like you're probably in like your
body. A lot of it has to do with blood pressure.
Well, so
heart attacks.
The world's the oldest living man in the United States died, and this is very sad. You shouldn't be laughing.
I know, it's rest in peace.
Louis Cano.
He didn't look as old as he was.
Well, what are you thinking a 111-year-old person looks like?
The freaking crypt keeper?
Trump plus 31 years. This guy, when Trump was born, this guy was 31 years old.
I think you just shrink for a reference considerably point. At that. You're smaller.
Does it bother you that he's born in Colombia?
No.
But he immigrated here and became a citizen. In 2004.
He got the birthright citizenship that they're trying to end.
Yes.
He, you know what? He's probably full of a ton of knowledge that nobody would think to ask him.
Was. He's gone.
Was, yeah.
He's gone now.
You know, I read that he had 10 kids.
Wow.
What's up with having kids? Like Eddie Murphy got 10. Nick Cannon got 10. All with weird names, too.
Well, if you can afford it.
Elon's got 10.
Well, or more. Maybe they're Catholic.
If you could afford it, aren't you like, this is too many kids?
I was just thinking about just living that long. Like, I mean, I'm not going to turn it down. Like, if I did for whatever, you know, get up there. But the living conditions has got to be real nice, and I can't be like a burden on people.
I think it depends. And you would know if you were.
Yeah, like I don't know if there's no secret to it. It's all luck, right? I mean, it really is.
Because they'll always interview these people. Like, remember there was an old lady. I remember this from
What's that bitch's name?
Childhood. She was really, really old. I think it was on the Today Show, and they said, "What's the secret?" And she said, "I drink a Coca-Cola every single day."
Yeah, but...
But, like, when she was drinking Coca-Cola, that's when it was real sugar and real deal, you know?
Plus, old people then, when Willard Scott was giving them shout-outs on the Smucker's Jelly labels.
Yeah.
Like, they looked like hell when they got old. Like, this guy really didn't look that way.
No. I'm trying to see if he... He lived in a nursing home.
Young people back in the day looked old. They showed a picture up of a WNBA team in the mid-90s during a game I was trying to watch. And I'm like, God, they were all in their, early to mid-20s for the most part. But they looked old.
WNBA players?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Like, looked real old.
Well, like, especially, athletes back then. But, like, people in general, you go look at I go look at my high school yearbook. I mean, not often, but if I do, like my freshman year, and I saw the seniors, like those, they look like they were mid-20s.
Well, go look at your grandpa's or great-grandpa. Well, not great-grandpa, but like your grandpa's yearbook or whatever, 40s or 50s.
I was going to say my great-grandpa went to high school.
Everybody looks old. Old as hell, too.
My great-grandpa got kicked out of school.
For what?
I don't want to say.
Oh, it was probably not good.
It was not good.
Oh, no.
Arson.
Oh, that's not what I thought. I thought it was going to be something racist.
Oh, God.
I was like, they'll give him a school if
my
that were the
family,
case.
My family, not hers.
Not mine.
Not hers. I was pointing to the lady on TV page.
Yeah. Arson? What, did he try to burn down the school?
Man, I don't know what this. It was funny. It involves.
It's funny.
It is funny. It involves hot feet. Do you remember those? Where you'd put a match under somebody's foot and you'd light it on fire and
see. Oh, yeah, the boys used to do that going down the road.
Yeah, it caught this whole boy's leg on fire.
His whole leg?
Yeah. This is a story been passed down for years. I'm sure it's been, but he got kicked out of school for giving a kid a hot foot and it caught his leg on fire.
Did he go back?
No, he got kicked out.
Oh.
When you go somewhere today, somebody's going to be like, Matthew.
That was my great-grandpa.
It was. I'm the descendant of Hot Leg. And I'm here to get mine.
She was on MASH, Matthew.
She was.
Hot Leg Callahan.
There's no continuation when they kick you out. You're completely out of school.
You know, at that point, I think his parents probably said, out into the field you go, boy. He was the farmer one.
Oh, he was, yeah. You're not going back to school. You're gonna put that hot leg to good use.
Yeah, back then it was go to school or go to the field.
Go to the military.
There's no rappers in the league.
You better work till that sucker falls off.
Yeah, this was in that time when they really, really wasn't having much wars. It was after the Civil and prior to the ones.
For arson, we got to kick you out, Harris.
That's what I say, arson. I mean, that's what it would be called, right? You arson someone's leg.
Why? I guess it does count.
You started a fire
really
on their
kinky.
Leg. Fire leg. God, that's great.
Oh, well, I got it. We had to kick your son out of school because he tried to light somebody's leg on fire.
Wow. Dude, look on line 4. Dude, Fire Leg the 3rd is on hold.
What a name.
He wants to fight me after class.
Oh, my God.
That's how the principal would sound way back then, I would imagine. Like Hanky Mack's grandpa.
Looking for some hot leg, baby, this evening.
That's a terrible story,
Your
though.
Son of a bitch of a son thought he'd take a match and light this dude's leg on fire.
My grandma, which was his daughter, hated that story because it made it sound like her... Well, he was uneducated because he got kicked out. She hated it because it made her dad sound like a hooligan. It was the word she used.
Well, I mean,
daddy loved that story, though. But it was because it was his grandpa.
Why do people get so defensive over how their parents are going to look to other people?
Because it's like, I mean, I don't know anything about your son, Fatboy. I've not seen him in person since he was like 10.
Yep.
He's like 21 now. Right?
Yep, 21.
So did he ever like freak out in like Walmart or Target or anywhere? like freak out moments?
As a kid?
No, not really.
Because like when my grandson like has a freak out moment, I generally, like if we were at home or whatever, I'd be like, all right, chill out. But when he's out in public, it's that that thing about, oh, other parents or other grandparents are watching me thinking, oh, yeah, I don't know how
you
to control my
kid. You take him to
the
car or you let him have a fit?
Well, no, I mean, you say what you say nowadays, and that is, I'm going to take that tablet away from you if you don't quit.
Okay. Now, I got a cousin who's got two boys, and whenever they would get into an argument where the one boy would say, well, he took my toy, and one of my cousin would say to him, well, go whip his ass then.
Oh, no.
Just back and forth.
Good
you
Lord.
Don't like it, beat his ass.
Yeah, the times have changed. I remember when yes. I went to, there was another one of them church things, so like a VBS thing, and the lifeguard said, does he know how to swim? And my daddy said, no, just throw him in. And he did. He slung me in the water.
What really? If I got to give him mouth to mouth? They yeah. don't care. Do
I
it.
Sunk right to the bottom, too. I really did.
See, in my family, you had to do...
I didn't have good experiences. With
you had to be able to swim back and forth and back and forth across the lake to get in there by yourself.
Yeah.
Without a life jacket.
Yeah.
So you had to learn to swim.
Why would you not use a life jacket? You can just lay there with it.
I don't see you ever drowning, Paige. You always well, got flotation devices. So.
Well,
that was mean. I'm sorry to talk about your big boobies.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.